Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week here on the Wake Up Call, we do Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around the room, get something off our chest. May I go first?
Sure.
You may.
So, I take my dog Henry for walks around my building in Midtown. And I've mentioned this on the show before, that one of my go-to lines with Henry, if someone comes up and sees him and they're like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. And then I say, oh, but what about the dog?
Yeah, you do that.
So it happened again.
Okay.
Very attractive woman was walking down the street as I was walking Henry. Oh my God, your pug is so cute.
Oh no.
But what about the dog?
What a dummy.
And then she kind of looked at me. And then she... Have a great day. God dang it.
Like you're just the guy from the sitcom with a catchphrase.
Right.
But someone missed their line right before.
It's also like, it's a little bit like also when you drop somebody off at the airport or somebody drops you off and they say, have a good flight. You say, you too.
Yeah. Oh, Rain.
Yeah, so...
But what about the dog? I mean, the dog. Forget God. You met me.
This is my life.
Already have.
I'm so. Oh,
have man. A safe flight. It's Wake Up Call Confessions.
I'll go next.
Okay.
You guys are coming over this weekend
mm-hmm.
for Labor Day pool party.
Yeah.
And I need to confess something about my house. That you would never know. You'd never know it.
Okay.
But I just have to tell you. Because this is Wake Up Call Confession.
Right.
And I'm getting it off my chest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Clearing my soul.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm the only person in my house that cleans the house.
Yeah.
I only clean the parts of the house that people see.
Oh, I mean, Gavin.
I'm sure that's universal, but I am ashamed of it. Some people wear it as a sign of pride, and I do not. We're coming up. September 1st is going to be us living in our house for 1 year.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's
already?
Crazy.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. The master bathroom toilet hasn't been cleaned. Like, I was going to the bathroom the other day, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, you should be ashamed of yourself, Gavin. That is probably 2 minutes worth of work. That's it. Get some bleach. What are you doing? Nope, day in, day out. Nope. Mm-mm.
You know what? I commend you for admitting that.
Thanks, right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, here's what I'm going to do is when we go over to your house for the pool party.
Start peeking around, opening some doors.
I'm going to find this master bathroom.
Well, we put the baby gate up so you can't go upstairs.
He's a grown up. He knows how to open it.
He can't figure it out.
I can't That's figure it true. Out. No.
If you got Rain upstairs and closed the baby gate, he'd be up there all day.
Hey, guys!
And then you just hear him crying. He left me.
All right, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. Katie?
I've started buying some of my makeup at 7-Eleven.
I didn't even know they sold makeup at 7-Eleven.
Well, they do. And I don't know if it's everyone, but I have found two locations that have me covered. And so I had stopped at 7-Eleven to like get gas or something. And I went in for some reason and I saw they had lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, Great googly moogly, we've done it.
Right. Which was also the name of the color.
Right.
Well, I loved it. And I'm wearing it right now. And I've since bought three other shades. And I might dabble in their mascara.
Two questions.
Yeah.
One is a positive question.
Okay.
Let's start with that one.
Okay.
It must feel exhilarating to know that you can buy your lipstick at the same place that you can buy some honey barbecue Fritos.
It is exhilarating.
Second question.
Yeah.
Nothing against 7-Eleven, but I'm sure they don't sell the toppest of tier stuff.
Sure.
Are you worried that there's lead in that lipstick?
Oh, I mean, I'm not worried about it, but do I think it's in there? Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Maybe this is one of the reasons why she's been losing old school SmackDown so much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just because it has chemicals in it that are rotting your brain away.
Oh, that too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.